Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Utilizing Excel for Data Analysis. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Applications of Data Products in the Data Product Management for Financial Services Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore essential Excel functions and formulas, how to create visualizations and reports, and techniques for analyzing data sets to derive meaningful insights. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to confidently use Excel for basic data analysis tasks, visualize your findings effectively, and apply those skills in your daily work within the financial services industry. Main content: basic functions and formulas in Excel. Excel is a powerful tool that allows you to perform a wide range of calculations using functions and formulas. Understanding these basic functions is crucial for effective data analysis. Basic functions. Functions like sum, average, min, and max are fundamental. For example, if you have a list of financial transactions, you can quickly calculate the total revenue using the sum function, where A1 to A10 contains your transaction values. Logical functions. Functions like if are useful for decision making. For instance, you can analyze whether a customer has reached a certain spending threshold with the formula, where B2 represents the customer's total spend. Date functions. Excel also has functions like today and year that help analyze time-based data. For example, if you want to calculate how old a financial account is, you could use assuming A2 contains the account creation date. Utilizing these basic functions allows you to automate calculations and reduce the risk of errors in your analysis. Creating visualizations and reports. Once you have analyzed your data, visualizing it is key to communicating your findings effectively. Excel offers several tools to create impactful visualizations. Charts. Creating charts is a straightforward way to represent data visually. For example, if you want to show revenue trends over time, you can select your data and insert a line chart via the Insert tab. This helps stakeholders quickly grasp performance trends. Pivot tables. Pivot tables allow for dynamic data analysis and reporting. You can summarize large data sets efficiently. For example, if you have customer transactions, you can create a pivot table to analyze total sales by product category. Simply select your data, go to the Insert tab, select Pivot Table, and drag fields into rows and columns to summarize your data. Conditional formatting. This feature helps highlight important data points visually. For instance, you can use conditional formatting to color cells based on whether sales figures exceed a certain threshold, making it easy to spot high-performing products. These visualization tools can enhance your reports, making data insights clear and actionable for your audience. Analyzing data sets for insights. The ultimate goal of using Excel is to derive insights that can inform business decisions. Here are some methods to analyze data sets effectively. Descriptive statistics. Start by summarizing your data using descriptive statistics. This includes calculating averages, medians, and standard deviations. For example, if you have customer satisfaction scores, you can quickly determine the average score to gauge overall customer sentiment. Trend analysis. Look for trends over time. By plotting your data in a line chart, you can see patterns that may indicate seasonal fluctuations in customer behavior or sales. This can help in forecasting future performance. Scenario analysis. Use Excel to model different scenarios. For instance, if you want to see how a price change might affect sales, create a model that adjusts prices and estimates the potential impact on revenue. This allows for better strategic planning. Data cleaning. Don't forget the importance of clean data. Utilize functions like trim and remove to ensure your data is formatted correctly before analysis. Clean data leads to more reliable insights. By understanding how to analyze data sets effectively, you can uncover valuable insights that drive better decision-making in your organization. Conclusion: in this lesson, you have learned how to utilize Excel for data analysis by mastering basic functions and formulas, creating visualizations and reports, and analyzing data sets for actionable insights. These skills are fundamental for any financial services leader who wants to leverage data to drive business growth. As you continue in this course, you will build on these foundational skills to enhance your data product management capabilities. Reflection questions: how can you apply the sum and average functions to streamline your reporting tasks? What types of visualizations do you think would be most effective for presenting financial data to stakeholders? Reflect on a recent data analysis you conducted. How could you apply Excel's data cleaning techniques to improve your results? Word count: 1024.